This is Daily News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump begins in full Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. It's only the third time in U.S. history a president faces removal from office for allegedly violating his oath. One of the first pieces of business for the Senate is a vote on Republican leader Mitch McConnell's proposed timeline for the trial. McConnell's resolution would give Democratic House impeachment managers, who will act as prosecutors, and Mr. Trump's legal team 24 hours each over 2 days to present their cases. The resolution says nothing about whether witnesses would be called and new evidence allowed to be introduced. Meanwhile, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, charged with funneling foreign money into U.S. political campaigns, wants Attorney General William Barr to recuse himself from the case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A lawyer representing Lev Parnas made the request in a federal campaign finance violation case brought by New York prosecutors. Parnas and an associate are pleading not guilty to making illegal campaign contributions to further their business and political interests, including working with Rudy Giuliani to get the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine replaced. In recent weeks, Parnas has been sharing information with congressional Democrats in the impeachment inquiry. He's suggesting Attorney General William Barr would have a conflict of interest with his case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will start doing more to support Venezuelan opposition leader and self-proclaimed President Juan Guaido.
We all know, too, that the Iranian regime's top terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, has found a home in Venezuela under Maduro, and that this is unacceptable.
Guaido's initial momentum and popular uprising against Maduro, the president, has appeared to wane over the past year, but Guaido told reporters that the fight for democracy finds alternatives